Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. The devotional for today, titled A Thousand Dots of Light, was written by Kenneth Peterson. The Dismal's Canyon in northwestern Alabama attracts a number of tourists each year, many in May and June, when the gnat larvae hatch and become glowworms. At night, these glowworms cast a brilliant blue luminescence, and thousands of them together create a breathtaking light. In a way, the Apostle Paul writes about believers in Christ as glowworms. He explains in Ephesians 5 that you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. But sometimes we wonder how this little light of mine can make a difference. Paul suggests it isn't just a solo act. In Colossians chapter 1, he calls us children of light and explains that we share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. Being light in the world is a collective effort, the work of the body of Christ, the work of the church. Paul reinforces this with the picture of us glowworms worshiping together, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. When we get discouraged, thinking our life testimony is just one little dot in a midnight culture of pitch black, we might take assurance from the Bible. We're not alone. Together, as God guides us, we make a difference and glow a brilliant light. It seems that a whole congregation of glowworms might attract a whole lot of interest. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 8 through 20. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, and find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. It is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret, but everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes a light. This is why it is said, "Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for shining your light in and through us. Would you guard us against attitudes and behaviors that make your light difficult for others to see? Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thanks so much for listening today. My name is Wes Ward, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.